Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan Bondrin, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking, I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then Trump gets killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along.
If you don't know by now, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised. What's up, Eric?
What a pay-per-view, right? Although this was a show on Vince McMahon's reaction after the pay-per-view, but unfortunately they're not showing it. They're showing the
online. Yeah. No, not the people, so.
I wonder if there's going to be somewhere different on the website. So. I really don't see it.
We missed the first pre-show match, which was Fandango versus Justin Gabriel. And, oh, I just thought about the, you know, they're showing what happened last week, and they're just going to go from there, so. But, anywho. It was Fandango versus Justin Gabriel. Fandango won the match. And also, you have Jack Swagger versus Cesaro. And Jack Swagger won that match. Let's see. Now I just got to look for... I'm just trying to look for my page and whatnot. Let's see. Let's go back. Okay, so here's two pre-show matches that just happened. You have the Tag Team Championship Fatal 4-Way match that happened, which I ain't gonna lie, I was wrong on it. What else? Like I said, it was a decent match. It was good. I'm not saying like it was bad, but it was a decent match. And they didn't hold back on this one, so that's good news. So, The Miz and Damian Sandow are the new tag champs. So, I guess they're going to make this angle more interesting. We'll just go from there. But we will see. But, yeah, that match actually did steal the show, so that's good. Also... Just getting on to the Diva Survivor Series match. Because the original Survivor Series, the first couple of them, they went to like 4-on-4 elimination matches. So, and you know, it just went up to 5. So you have Alicia Fox, Emma, Naomi, and Natalya going against Paige. Look at me, there's a... It's Paige, Layla, Karen, and 1, 2, 3. Summer Rae, thank you. That's Dawn in the background, so just let you know. She's there too. So, God, I'm trying to watch this and try to talk to y'all at the same time, but. You're going to do it anyway. The match was longer than everybody expected, and I didn't see nobody here said boring or whatnot, so that didn't happen. What else? It was like a... You never see, like, in a... Yeah, you did see in a Steven match, because I think they'd done it last year. That was clean sweep. With Alicia Fox's team, with her, Naomi.
Don't interrupt. I'll get it. I'll get it.
Excuse me.
Naomi, Natalya, Alicia Fox, and Emma.
There we go. They won the match. Let's see. Then we're going to talk about this match, which in the end was like really, really brutal and kind of hinted what was to come. And like I said in my prediction on the YouTube channel, that this feud, regardless of what happened, is going to continue. So, like I said, the match could win either way. This was probably this. I know this one I was right about, but with Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt, Bray Wyatt wins by disqualification, and just like this man, Dean Ambrose, he's just it was Bray Wyatt did run the chair and Dean Ambrose hit him with it, but just. Wow. Chairs, tables, ladders, and all that good stuff. And like I said the show was going to be the, could be a potential match of the night, but I'm going to say this is going to be tied with another match that I'm going to mention and talk about later, but like I said, this was going to be a match of the night, and it was, and but it's tied with another match. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about a match that they added the last minute, the Divas title match, and, of course, the Survivor Series match, where everything was, you might as well say, was on the line. So we will be right back.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting in his arms, yeah. In his arms, yeah. I'm waiting for Superman. she smiles. She's talking to angels, she's counting the stars, making a wish of a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, she's falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up. Oh,
Let's see. Let's get to
the match. Was that was I don't know. It's just with the Adam Rose and the Bunny, like kind of feeling taking the spotlight and stuff like that. They're kind of stupid. I'm just saying that they should not do that. They're just stupid. They're like trying to make them heal. They're making them face, meaning by Adam Rose. It just doesn't make any sense. They, you know, using the Bunny for whatever. It just don't make sense to me. That's what I'm saying. So, but, you know, it's WWE. They do what they want. But let's just go on about it. Adam Rose and the Bunny versus Slater Gator. Although Adam Rose and the Bunny did win the match, and they also, they did win the match. The Bunny got the pin for the win. Y'all can tell by my surprise voice. Yay, the Bunny won. But anyway, let's get on to something that was shocking and didn't think that they was going to go this slow about it. Oh. Interesting. Debut of Kevin Steen, but he's known as Kevin Owens. So we will see how that goes. But Nikki Bella versus AJ Lee. Thing was kind of weird how it started with Brie kissing AJ, then Nikki punched her and ended up putting the rack attack on AJ Lee for the win. And she is now the Divas champion, which I know I predicted it, but I didn't think that, you know, the match will go as quickly as it did. Should have, at least could have been like 5 minutes, not like a minute. But like I tell people, WWE do things I like sometimes, and sometimes they do things I don't like. It's the nature of the business. So now, on to the main event. Team Cena versus Team Authority. I was saying that Seth Rollins and Eric Roman was going to be the wild card of each team. And I think, I'm not blaming it on either one of them, but I think like with Eric Roman, I think he was out too soon. That was just my thing. Oh, whoever that guy is. But anyways, like I said, Seth Rollins, like, was the wild card, and he did prove just that. As it looked like it was going down to him and Dolph Ziggler, so just to be perfectly honest, I didn't think like Seth Rollins, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't think that they was going to, there's just a lot to talk about. So let me try to, clear it up. I didn't expect Dolph Ziggler to, you know, be like the last man standing. But it was good news because it's like, because everybody probably would have thought, oh, Cena was the last person standing, will be the last person standing, whatever. But no. He got beat. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. But I guess the shocking twist that happened was when Ryback was the first one to be out. And I'm just surprised by that. He still ended up knocking out Mark Henry. He was the first to go from Team Authority. So I was just surprised that they didn't, like, you know, at least push Ryback, like, a little bit longer. And
It was just crazy. But Eric Roman did have a good showing in that match, but it just wasn't long enough for me, in my opinion, to if you want to push this guy. Like they did with Lou Harper, and he had a good match, so that's true. But this is what we're talking about. We're talking about it was a big show, and it was Luke Harper, Seth Rollins, and I think it was Kane. Yeah, Kane. Then John Cena got up, and I guess he was ready to fight until out of nowhere, Big Show knocked him out. And I think it was Seth Rollins that hurried up and pinned him for the 1-2-3. And Cena was gone. And Big Show just walked out, so it was just down to one. So Dolph Ziggler started coming back in too and, like, really hang on in that match. And I think, like, the fans will like him more and more and more now after this match. That's what I just think. But they should because, like, what a performance. Like, he took out Kane, Luke Harper, took them both out. And also, when it looked like the Authority was going to win this by, like, interference of both the Stooges, the Cruiserweight division, as Dean Ambrose called them, got involved, and Triple H had got involved until, and, yeah, he did. Sting did appear, beat up the referee, then ended up fighting with Triple H, got him with the Scorpion Death Drop, and put Dolph Ziggler's body on, put him up for Seth Rollins for the cover, and Team Cena wins. So that was a showing by Dolph Ziggler, and I think it's going to be big things to come for Dolph Ziggler, so that's a good thing. But I know we got like a minute left, so let's just get down to it. Overall, I rate this No, I will tell you all this tomorrow on our WFSO Aftermath show. So tune in tomorrow night. But I'm going to mention right away, next Monday's episode will not air due to the live podcast from Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm thinking I might play that while it's going on. So, but anyway, check out our website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. Like us on Twitter. Well, follow us on Twitter, like us on YouTube, and like us on Facebook. Until then, everybody, this is Arturo, and see y'all tomorrow at 10:30 p.m. Central Time. Peace out.